rather gruesome, wrinkles like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushroom.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. My name is Mia. This show is called Particles and Waves. It is an eclectic hour of music with occasional special guests, and I have one of those here today. Sitting with me in studio is Amber May. Say hi.
Hello, everybody.
And so you've got a new album of like super awesome folky stuff, and also just like a super fascinating life that involves music and all sorts of other stuff. So like, I'm really looking forward to chatting about all of that. But I kind of want to start off the show just with a little bit of a kick. This is The Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer. They have a new album out called Apocalyptic, and the leading track on that is called Get Ready. And you are not ready for how awesome this song is. But I'm tish. Please enjoy that. And then we will be back with Amber May and a whole lot more really great music after this.
Oh,
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was a song called Get Ready by the Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer off of the album Apocalyptic. And so, yeah, today I've got special guest Amber May in studio with me. A long, long time coming, this interview, because you sent your album to me, like, way back.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, so you've got an album called Buoyancy that you released, at least to the Bowen Island crowd, back in October. And, yeah, tell me a little bit about it.
Well, it's a compilation of songs. Some of them were older songs that developed over time, and then some were newer songs. And well, it was awesome because I was originally going for, like, maybe five songs.
Right.
Record five songs. And they're like, well, why not record them all? And you know what? It was a fantastic journey. Musically, nice. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, because you're a music therapist, right?
Yes.
So how long have you been doing that? And was it, like, concurrent with being a musician? Or, like, I assume that there's a significant amount of overlap. But when did you decide to, like, record things and sort of start releasing songs?
I guess it would have been, well, I guess the significance of, like, the connection, like, maybe with that one, I just love music.
Yeah.
Naturally loved it.
Yeah.
No lessons, pick up a guitar, feeling the vibe when you're strumming,
yeah.
Right? And, yeah, I went from there, and I chose to go to school, and then I was like, I love helping people. I love music. And
nice.
Yeah, and then eventually it was like, okay, I got these songs and might as well put them down. And
yeah, fair enough. Yeah, music's so visceral. I was sort of reflecting on that a little bit earlier today myself, just its effect on me and the emotionality of it, the, you know, just how it can, like, reach into your soul and yank. And I know very little about the composition side of things. It, you know, there are people who are like, this is in a 6/8 thing. It's cool.
Gypsy's in a 6/8. Just
awesome.
Like
And progression changes and everything. I was like, I know none of that, but I know how it makes me feel.
Yeah.
The first song I've got up to play, I've got a couple from your album, and the first one I kind of grabbed was this song named Gypsy, which also, like I was saying off mic, kind of grabbed my attention because my cat's name is Gypsy, and she's awesome.
Cats are awesome.
They are.
I love dogs, too.
Yeah.
But love cats.
But yeah, so you were saying off mic that this is kind of like about a nomadic sort of sense of love.
Yeah. It's kind of like the biggest thing is about expressing it.
Yeah.
Instead of just hiding your love away or not taking that chance to say, hey. But yeah, a nomadic love.
Oh, awesome.
Taking
All
a chance.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, let's listen to that. And then I've got a very aptly a song after that called Bicycle Built for Two by Cassati and Silly Lion by Danielle Bassells. All of that and then so much more on Particles and Waves.
You don't have to love me, baby, you don't even have to stay. Just give me a chance, oh, and listen to what I gotta say. Just a gypsy living on the street, making you bicycle built for two. And if we happen to find something we weren't looking for, sometimes when you're looking for nothing, that's when you find something more.
For breath, and we pound and we pound and we bang on our drums and hold our hands for a break.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend, and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
It's not just rich people that own the media.
But by leaving out the most important things you need to know, they can elevate awareness to a new all-time low.
I own my media.
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 The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members.
But if it's just left out, can you say the paper lied? A lot of things that happened didn't happen after all. If there's no one in the forest who will put it in the news, I guess the tree didn't fall.
Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
I'm joining today. You should too. Welcome back to Particles and Waves. You just heard Danielle Bessels with a song called Silly Lion off of What About Wool Wishbags. It's such a tongue twister of an album title. Before that, Kasadi with Bicycle Built for Two off of There Will Be Days, and Gypsy by Amber May off of Buoyancy. And I have Amber May in studio with me right now. And
still here.
Yeah. So, you were saying that, so the next song that I have of yours is called Let's Pretend. And you said that there was an interesting story about that one, or just part of the process of writing the album.
It definitely was part of the. It was the last song to go on for sure.
Okay.
It was finished mid decision to record a full album.
Ah, okay.
I think it's interesting just because it's let's pretend it's it's about denial to some degree, and everybody has it to some extent.
We can't.
There's always that blind spot, like the Johari window.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like, oh, let's pretend it's all right. Yeah, it's kind of about that. But it was a beautiful summer day when I wrote that one. I came inside quite spontaneously and just picked up the guitar and it came out. So I love that song.
Oh, good. Fun. Yeah. Well, yeah. I've got that. And then I've got a track by Hooray for the Riff Raff and a song after that I cannot wait to talk with you about called Dead Men Can't Catcall by the Chivarettes, which is just like...
Chivarettes even,
yeah,
eh?
It's right? like it's feminist like... punk, like riot girl punk. And I was just like, yes, on board with all of it. But yeah, let's pretend.
Guess I got ghosts that I hidden inside. I try to run from them, I try to hide. But there's no running away from myself, no running away from my heart. I pushed it down, but I think it's enough. It's harder than giving up. Would you hold me high in your arms tonight? Let's pretend it's all right. Let's pretend it's all right. I believe we were made for more than this. Even stars are my own best friend, never held on too much. I find myself trying to believe. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. You just heard the title track from the Chivarettes' album Dead Men Can't Catcall. Before that, Hungry Ghost by Hooray for the Riff Raff off of The Navigator, and Let's Pretend by Amber May off of Buoyancy. And yeah, there's been... I really like sort of audacious, you know, modern Riot Girl stuff.
Oh,
where
yeah.
They're just like,
express
yeah, no.
That.
Yeah. Just like, actually, fuck you.
Yeah.
No.
Hells yeah, you said that. You're awesome.
And I'm a big fan of that kind of stuff. But and I'm really now, I'm intrigued because I did listen over your stuff, but of course, like, have listened to a great deal of music, but so the next track that I wanted to play by you, Amber, is called Not Your Girl, and you were talking about saying that it's, you know, if you put money over people, then
yeah, yeah, if you're putting money or yeah. the environment over people, I'm not for that. That's just
yeah. I feel pretty strongly about that. I was saying to my mom, I'm just like, I don't, it could just be like that, you know, I acknowledge that I'm, you know, privileged enough to live in the city. I'm relatively comfortable for a broke-ass millennial, whatever. But, like, me and my friends, like, we get more and more commie by the day where we're just, like, actually no privatization ever and just, like, dismantle all of this.
Yes. I love the gratitude. Like,
yeah.
You know, you got the gratitude first, like you're doing. And
yeah, you've got to. But
yet at the same time, you're like, wait a minute. Hold on. This structure isn't.
Yeah, I once asked, I just sort of sent the word out to my friends and was like, can anyone think of an example when privatizing something to do with health and human and Earth's welfare, so anything having to do with the welfare of the people or the planet, can anyone give an example of when privatizing something like that actually wasn't disastrous? And one person was like, Australia privatized its car insurance. It was like a very specific context in which it did work out better for everybody, but other than that, no. Because they will always put profit before people.
Yeah,
as much as
that's
you say.
The game. Hey, capitalism, right?
Yeah, right.
The point is, make as much money as you can,
yeah,
make a profit. So, but but I love that in Canada you can burn money.
Yeah,
in the States you can't burn money. I feel like, okay, you made money. That should be your money to burn.
There's been at least one. Oh no, it was Andrei Tarkovsky. I think his final film was called The Sacrifice. This was a Russian filmmaker who he did the original Solaris. He was like, which was like Russia's response to 2001: A Space Odyssey. Like he's this very like thought provoking. He's the type of guy that you do an entire class, film class about. But his final film is called The Sacrifice, and it's about a guy who systematically just destroys everything he owns and just walks away from it all.
Wow.
And it includes like a real time burning, like he just sets his house on fire and it just burns down in real time, and just because he's just like, I'm done with it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, this is this, yeah, I'm done with this construct that I built and kept myself in. There's a music video I seen and he smashes the room of the house. Interesting. Very
yeah,
cool.
Sometimes you have to burn it down. But not always.
Gratitude is the fantastic part.
So why don't we listen to Not Your Girl? And then I've got tracks by Lydia Ainsworth and Trementina after that. Please enjoy and stick around for more.
Ever had a hankering to ski the world-famous slopes of Whistler? Boy, do we have great news for you. Escape the city in one of Zipcar's many mountain-ready vehicles. Plus, get $30 back in free driving credit when you tweet a selfie on the slopes at Zipcar Vancouver. Zipcar. Wheels when you want them.
Tune in every Tuesday from 8 till 9 p.m. for Inside Out with your hosts AJK and Zia for exciting new dance music.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness.
Funny
time takes its place, we move backwards. Standing your ground, but you're still losing.
I remember Now I'm driving down this open palm, burning up the back of my hand, tracing all the things I never did, all the things that I never said. Take the long way home. Guess that I was frightened. I thought that I could face this storm. I'm only good when sun is shining. Now there's thunder and there's lightning. Should I put it down to timing? That I had to let this go. Do you regret?
All right. Welcome back to Particles and Waves. You just heard All I Wanted by Trementina off of the album 810. Before that, The Road by Lydia Ainsworth off of Darling of the Afterglow, and Not Your Girl by Amber May off of her album Buoyancy. And and this is going to be like the last 10 minutes or so of this show, which has gone by so quickly.
So fast.
Yeah.
So fast.
But you've got shows coming up. Correct?
Yeah. I the Red Lion on the 28th. So that's okay. Dendre, West Vancouver.
Yeah.
And I got some on Bowen, Doc Morgan's.
Nice.
On May 27th.
Cool.
And I'm putting together a fundraiser I wanted to mention.
Yeah.
It'll be in June. I haven't nailed down the date exactly. But
for sure.
But it'll be great. It's a fundraiser. My two passions in life, music, diving.
Nice.
Give money to these beautiful.
Yeah, we didn't even really get a chance to touch on the whole on your history as a crazy diver for NASA. And when you know about the fundraiser, please let me know and I'll give it a plug. But yeah, where can
awesome.
Thanks, Mia. Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much for coming in. Where can people find you online?
I'm ambermay.ca, www.ambermay, but M-A-E.
I was going to say yeah, M-A-E.
That's the one tricky thing. It rhymes, but
yeah. Awesome. Yeah. And your album's available for purchase there. And are you active on any of the social medias?
I do the Facebook.
Okay.
There's so many.
There are so many.
I've been intending to go to Instagram.
That one's fun. Yeah, that one can be fun.
I'm Facebook. And my music is also available on iTunes and
Excellent.
Google Play as well. But, you know, it's better if you get off the site.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Cool. Well, I've got... Ooh, am I going to have time to play the last two songs? Maybe just barely. Mm-hmm. All right. I did want to play... I found this guy, Jay Prey, who is one of the most difficult people to Google because Jay-Z did a song called Prey. So if you search for Jay Prey on Google, that you will come up
It'll
with the
Jay-Z
song. But... Anyway, he's got a self-titled album out, and there's a track called I'm Sorry that, like, immediately caught my attention. It's so gorgeous and, like, probably one of the more, like, emotionally honest modern apology songs. So
awesome.
I wanted to play that because it's very, very pretty. And then if we have time, I will sneak in a San Fermin song from their most recent album. But, if not, thank you all for listening to Particles and Waves. Thank you, Amber, for coming in to chat with me. And, stay tuned for all sorts of really, really great stuff coming up throughout the rest of the afternoon. And I will catch all of you listeners next week.
You're looking at me, I'll look at you back. I don't like you like that. And when I call your cell, it's all for a ride.